The following is a paid program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the opinions of the management of this station or Pamel Broadcasting. It's time now to take a journey into getting healthier and living a life that feels better and functions better. It's time to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn.
Good morning. Welcome to Maximize Your Health Radio. I am your weekly health coach, Dr. Eric Ashburn. I practice in Fishkill, New York. I'm here to try to change your life. Yeah, I'm going to try to change your life today. Sometimes they say save your life, whatever. But, you know, if it isn't saving your life today, it's saving your life longer, right? The rest of your life, living a longer, more filled life. I say we shouldn't be crawling uphill from 35 years of age to 60 years of age. We should be sprinting until the last day we're on earth and we fall into the hole in the ground and then move on. So ultimately, you know, it's about building great health, great function, a vibrant life. You know, the vibrant life that everybody wants, where you're leaner, healthier, happier, doing more outdoor activities because you feel good. You want to do them. You're not feeling forced. You just want to do it. Eating better, being, you know, healthier. Ultimate goal. So this week, I'm going to be starting off with some key information. It's going to be research-wise. I was doing some AI research, you know, I was doing some AI health research, and I like to try to prove, disprove, or at least comment on the top trends. So I went into the top nutritional trends right now going on in our country, and I'll tell you why some of them aren't that good and why some are pretty good. But if you have an overall kind of perspective on things, overall mindset, concept on how you should be eating, it's real easy to figure it out and real easy to answer these questions. So I'm going to get into that. And afterwards, I'm going to show you the best things that you can do to build the healthiest body, the leanest body, the body that doesn't want to hold on to weight. It wants to shed weight. Just like our grandparents, their bodies didn't want to hold on to weight. They ate fried pork chops. They ate all sorts of food that isn't necessarily good for you, but the body just worked good. It got through it. Their metabolism worked very well. And they stayed lean. And they didn't focus on diet. They didn't go to a gym, but they stayed lean. So I'm going to show you how to do it that way, because we shouldn't have to be hyper-focused on what we're eating, what we're doing all the time, just to maintain good health and a lean body. So I'm going to tell you how to do that. I'm going to get into some research later on how to overcome the major issues people have as far as pain, disease, and other health-related concepts, and not the conventional way. You know, I'm more natural-minded, just saying that up front, more natural-minded. I'm going to get into how to beat these things without, you know, doing the typical old-school way of trying to overcome it, so this way you can build better health and have a better life. So let's get into some nutritional things. You know, I'm going to get into the first thing. Now, these are the top most popular nutrition topics over the past month. And there's a TikTok trend going on called fiber maxing. So basically what it is it's loading up on plant-based fiber from fruits, veggies, legumes, whole grains, nuts, and seeds. And for the most part, I don't think this is that bad, really. I don't think it's that bad, but you need to understand what's going on. Ultimately, we should be getting this fiber in all the time anyway. So if you go and load up on it because you're low in fiber, eating ultra-processed foods in which you strip all the fiber out of it, then it may benefit you, but you should really be focused on not the quick fixes most of our country always focus on, but focus on eating healthy all the time. You know, eating salads during the day, eating whole vegetables and whole fruits, which contain the natural fiber in it. And I want to tell you, most people view fiber as something that helps you go to the bathroom better, helps reduce bloat in your gut, and it could do that. But fiber has a few other jobs that are very important. If you look at a fruit, an apple, for instance, there's many nutrients in there, and there's sugar and there's carbohydrates and all this stuff. Sugar has been, you know, talked about negatively for so long now. If your body is trying to deal with that sugar and you have fiber in the thing that you're eating, you break down the sugar more slowly. There's a thing called the glycemic index, which is how quickly the sugar goes into your blood. So from your gut to your blood, and it slows down the glycemic index, has a lower glycemic index. Once you strip out the fiber, let's say you're drinking fruit juice, no fiber in it, then the glycemic index goes through the roof. So you really need to slow down how much sugar you're getting quickly. And that's our biggest health crisis in our country, is too much sugar, creating too much inflammation, creating too much pain, destroying our gut, our immune system, many other things. So you have to decrease how the sugar enters your body. Now, many people are doing low carbohydrates diets, and I feel that could be very beneficial. But once again, it's because of the fact that we're eating so much ultra-pasteurized foods. If we eat just natural foods, whole fruits, whole vegetables, we wouldn't have to chase down better health through doing a low-carb diet or fiber maxing as this TikTok trend. I don't follow TikTok, by the way. I just found out this article online. basically, you don't need to do it if you're eating properly. That's going to be the main theme through all these, right? Now, the next one's a no oil diet. So for detox, skin, heart, and energy, no oil diet. Put no oils in any of your food, nothing like that, no butter, no nothing. And once again, that could be beneficial. But the reason why it's beneficial is because a lot of the oils we eat are so ultra processed and damaged that it messes with our health. So you have to drop the refined oils and rely on good fats, more from nuts, seeds, whole foods, and not the seeds in an oil. You know, seed oils are very, very bad for us, but seeds are better for us. So if you eat whole foods and, you know, whole nuts, whole seeds, avocados, olive oil, all that stuff, it's very good for us. It's basically the less level of processing it had from when it was picked, the better it is for you. So no oil diet can be beneficial, but if you're eating whole foods, not processed foods, then it's always the best route to go. Next one, right? And I believe that they're trying to place this in people's mindsets at a higher place than it should live, but plant-based meats, they're putting a more positive spin on it because they were calling it ultra pasteurized. They're saying, no, it's not that pasteurized. I mean, ultra processed. It's not that processed. And to me, anything, if you're trying to make meat with plants, then you should have just eat plants or just eat meat, whatever you want to do. But they're saying that meat's bad for you. And I don't think meat's bad for you at all. I think meat on the grocery store shelf could be bad for you, but meat isn't bad for you. I think one of the healthiest meats you can put in your body is grass-fed, grass-finished red meat. Now, if you're someone that doesn't want to eat meat due to ethical or moral reasons, that's fine, right? You have to eat whole foods and make up for that protein in a different way. But meats are one of the healthiest foods on the planet, especially red meat, right? Red meat and good quality cold water fish are probably the two healthiest meats that exist. Chicken, somewhat questionable, not bad for you. They call it the dirty bird for a reason. Also pork. Pork has, you know, animals producing pork, pigs and whatnot. They can absorb so much toxicity into their body. And then when you eat the meat, it comes out in the meat. So red meat and good cold water fish, best things if you can get them very, very cleanly and purely. The next one up is protein mania. They say from gym to glam, protein mania. And I like this because we should be having a certain level of protein in our diets. We don't eat that much of it anymore, and we should have enough of it. And they say the average adult, you know, average adult as far as protein needs, needs about 1.2 to 1.6 grams per kilogram of body weight. So that's about, you know, 0.7 grams per pound of body weight per day, right? So if you're eating that much each day, it's good. It helps sustain your body, your lean weight, your lean muscle, helps maintain lean weight. So we tell people in our programs, when they're trying to lose weight and be healthier, you need enough protein for your body to not to lose weight. There's something called gluconeogenesis. Yeah, I'm going down a little bit more complicated road, but hang out with me. Gluconeogenesis means if you're not getting enough sugar from other sources, if you're cutting out sugar altogether, your body will break down your own muscle because it wants sugar. And it's a long, complicated process for your body to break down muscle to get sugar, but your body's always looking for sugar until you break that trend. Until you do a sugar detox, your body will break down protein. And if you don't eat enough protein, it'll break down your muscles. So when we do diets with people, we make sure it's very, very sophisticated how we do it. We make sure you have the exact amount of protein that your body needs. So this way you're not breaking down your own muscle. And many of the diet drugs that people are taking, they break down your muscle, that you lose bone density. So you lose weight, yes, but you lose overall weight, not just fat. And you have to lose the majority of fat in order to be healthy. Now, if you're someone who likes to work out and put on muscle, if you're very active at the gym, you're an athlete, you should be doing 2.2 pounds per kilogram or at least 1 pound or 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight. And that can be difficult, right? I'm a little over 200 pounds. It's kind of tough to get over 200 grams of protein in. It is. You need to supplement maybe protein shakes, which isn't the most ideal way. So basically, it's hard to get it in, but you should be eating a certain amount of protein to help your body run better. All right. And the last point I'm going to bring up is genetically modified organisms, GMOs. And they're debating whether they're good and bad because they say some people feel they're bad for your health. Some people say yeah, they're okay for your health. I feel as far as surviving, if you need survival food, genetically modified foods can be okay, right? If you need to eat grain, corn, soy, many foods that grow genetically modified, you can live off of them. But if you want to thrive, if you want to be healthy, you shouldn't be doing GMO foods. They have far less nutrients in them than they should have. Even organic foods have far less nutrients in them now. So you're getting less nutrients. Your body will have to eat more of this food in order to satisfy your nutrient demand. And if you're eating more of that food, you're going to put on weight, and excess calories can rob you of your health. So as far as food goes, genetically modified foods can hurt you. They can mess you up. So many people now, unfortunately, in our country, it isn't about eating to be healthier. If you really sat down and were very honest with yourself, you're trying to eat to be leaner, trying to eat to lose fat. And it's not a bad goal, right? We have so much extra weight on ourselves in this country. People from my church just got back from Kenya, and I was watching videos of the people that they were serving in Kenya. They're 4 hours out of Nairobi, so they're in the middle of nowhere, and these people were all very thin. Now, they're not eating that much food, but there was a stark contrast even between a normal-looking American and them. And a normal-looking American has a little extra weight on their body. They have no extra weight in their body. But the we come here, anywhere between 60 to 70% of Americans are overweight. And that's a crazy statistic, right? 60 to 70% of Americans are overweight, with 50-something percent obese. That means you're going to have major health problems in your lifetime because of the weight you have hanging on your body. And over there, you know, they just want enough food. They eat this porridge once a day, has a lot of nutrients in it, but it's sustaining their life. They might be hungry, and I feel bad for that, but they're sustaining a lean body. And as long as it could be, you know, have good health care, and as long as they have hygiene and they understand that process, they probably will live longer and healthier than us. I tell people in my office that come in, I say, if they're from another country like Jamaica, I say, a lot of times you're from Jamaica, you feel you want to get to the US because everything's better there. And ultimately, everything's better where they came from as far as health goes, because you get to eat food that grows around you. If something happens to you, you don't go for medication. You go for a natural process to make you healthier. And so ultimately, you can be much healthier that way. But the main thing I'm seeing is people in our country, we're eating way too much food. And now that may be an obvious thing, right? We're eating way too much food. And some people, you know, are stuffing themselves all the time, but we're eating more food than we need to. And to be honest with you, for most people, it's not their fault. I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to break it down. Most people in our country eat more food than they need to eat. And for the most part, it's not their fault. So let's say you needed 2,000 calories to sustain life and be lean and healthy, but your body gets 2,000 calories from the food you're eating, but it doesn't get all the nutrients that it should get in that food to keep you satisfied, let your healthy processes work, you know, the way they should. And so you're going around undernourished, and your body says, I need more food, because I need to find these nutrients. So let's say you're someone who's, 180 pounds, 2,000 calories is what you should be eating a day to stay healthy. If you ate 2,000 calories, your body says, I can't do this. I need to eat more food because I need those nutrients that are missing. And the food that the majority of us eat is anywhere between 30 to 80% nutrient insufficient for what our needs are. So 30 to 80% deficient vitamin D, magnesium, calcium, all these really important nutrients are lacking in our food. And it goes back to genetic modified foods, as well as not farming stuff properly, using bad fertilizers, right? We used to use manure. Now we're using nitrogen-based fertilizers, and that does not supply the food but what it needs. We should be rotational cropping. We should be slashing and burning once a year so the nutrients are back in the soil, but we don't do that. So basically, most people are trying to eat less to lose weight. And if they're trying to eat less to lose weight, then they're eating less nutrients, and you only can sustain that for maybe a month, 2 months, and your body says, no way, I'm going to make you cave. You're not going to be able to discipline yourself through the process of weight loss. You're going to cave. Your body's innate intelligence says, no matter how hard you try, I'm going to make sure that you do not win, because these nutrients are more important to your body's intelligence than losing weight. You need those nutrients to continue living. So you're trying to eat food, trying to be healthy, maybe even working out, pulling out more nutrients from your body, working out, and your body just fails. And your metabolism becomes damaged further after this process, right? Your metabolism becomes damaged further. And then with that damaged metabolism, anything that you do stresses your body more, raises your cortisol levels, you put more belly weight and butt weight on yourself, and then you can't lose it. So I know people who try to lose weight, they go to the gym, and they're good people, man. They're working out hard. This may even be you working out hard. They're eating perfectly, doing all this stuff right, and they drop a few pounds, but they can't sustain it, and their body shrinks a little bit, but it looks exactly as it did prior. Your gut's bigger, your butt's bigger, your parts start shrinking improperly, get imbalance, loss. Often women lose parts of the body that they don't want to lose, and the parts of the body they want to lose remain there. Because when you're in that stress state, your hormones won't work for you, they'll work against you. So the pro-hormones, testosterone and growth hormone, they will work against you, and your body will not look lean, healthy, or like an athlete. You may drop some weight, but you're not doing it healthy, and your body always rejects it, and then you put weight on, you put more weight back on than you started with. So it's so important to know how to do this stuff. We have a company that is we have a lot of expertise in doing this. Since 2016, we've been doing this with thousands of people, and they lose weight very quickly. And I'll tell you what, people feel that losing weight quickly is bad only because they've never experienced doing it properly. They feel that losing weight quickly is damaging, right? They've been told by doctors, studies, losing weight too quickly is bad. But if you're losing weight the old way and you lose it too quickly, they're right. It's bad. It'll mess up your metabolism, your hormones, your health. And in the long run, it's really going to make your body shut down, possibly develop disease earlier than it should. But if you do it properly, and the way you have to do it properly, I'm going to break it down right now to you. You really need to figure out exactly which nutrients you need. And it's different based on your sex, your race, where you're raised, how your parents fed you. So many different things give you different deficiencies than a person next to you. So right now, you know, you might be driving and listening to this and you're saying, oh, that's good and all, but you know, I don't know about me, you know, nothing helps me. I'm telling you, we have people have bypass surgeries, right? Gastric bypass surgeries. People have done every other program and worked their tails off, come in, and once they figure out where they're deficient and we can plug in those deficiencies, we have technology plugging these deficiencies precisely for them or for you, then we could put you on a very specific eating protocol. Good whole foods, as I was saying earlier, whole foods, fiber, nutrients, all this stuff, organic foods. And then when you eat those foods, you're going to absorb the right stuff from them. You're going to get leaner and you're much healthier. So the average person, it may sound crazy, I'm going to tell you right now, the average person doing our protocol in the first 40 days loses 20 to 30 pounds of body fat. So it's crazy. 20 to 30 pounds of 90% of that's body fat that they lose in the first 40 days. It may sound crazy, right? That's a month, right? So right now it's the middle of August. That's by like the middle of September, maybe the third week in September, you could be down 20 to 30 pounds or more. I bet many people lose more doing this process, but you really have to figure out which nutrients you're deficient in. Ultimately, the process is 90 days long. So we bring you through tons of stuff, super educational. People feel so empowered. They look great. But at the end of it, I want your metabolism working good. I want it to be fixed. I want it working for you instead of against you. Like I spoke about earlier, our grandparents didn't worry about losing weight. They just ate what they wanted and didn't overeat. And they had an advantage. They didn't overeat because their body wasn't telling them to overeat because the food had more nutrients in it, but they were leaner. Look at your school picture. Look at your school picture from 1970, whenever you're born. Look at that picture. I guarantee people are much leaner then than they are now. And it was because our food supply has been damaged. Micronutritional damage to the food supply. And that's the biggest thing hurting us. So, you know, give us a call, right? Come in. We'll check you out. We'll do the scan. Or you can go to HudsonValleyWeightLoss.com and look it up. But what I do for every week is for the first five people who have weight they have to lose. And I'm going to tell you right now, most people just listen to this and they just back of the mind, that'd be nice, but they forget about it. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to open up for five people to call for free to come and do the whole initial process to figure out if it's a good fit for you. I want you to be bold. I want you to be bold. I want you to call us up and say, I need to get better. I need to be healthier. I need to be healthier for my husband, my wife, my work, my kids. Whatever your main reason for being here is the main reason you need to lose weight. They say if you have a big enough why you want to do this, all the hows take care of themselves. It's an easy thing, but you need to step up and have a big enough why. So if you want to call in, the number is 845-897-5677. The first five people call, We'll set you up with an appointment time. We'll go through the entire exam process. We'll show you exactly how it works for you, the price of everything in there, and we'll get you started and get you healthier. But the number is 845-897-5677. We'll give you a call Monday, and then probably in the morning, and then we'll get, you know, if we don't reach you, get back to us and we'll talk to you then. And then so you can set up an appointment. So once again, 845-897-5677 or 845-897-LOSS. Give us a call. We'll get you on track to being the healthiest person you're designed to be. All right, so I'm going to get into some research here. I love this stuff because it's not my opinion. My opinion means nothing. Just kidding. I hope it means something to you. But basically, the research is showing you what's going on in science right now as far as being healthy. So I'm going to get into some research because some of you guys may want what I'm going to talk about. Many guys struggle with symptoms and pain and everything else. But I'm going to get into, you know, the top things to help with headaches, right? So cervicogenic headaches, top things that help with opioid use. So this is the number one thing that reduces opioid use. So if you know anybody has opioid problems in our country, you certainly have massive opioid problems. Number one thing that helps you overcome that. I'm going to get into the most safe and effective way to deal with neck pain, overcome neck pain, according to the research. Once again, not my opinion. Most safe and effective way to overcome neck pain, as well as exercise. I'm going to show you how exercise can help you function so much better. And the next thing I'm going to talk about, how certain therapies can help you with overall health, as well as establishing less pain in your body. So it's very cool. This research I'm going to get into really helps. So many people come in and they come into my office and they have back pain, right? Back pain is a big driver for people to come see me. But also, along with back pain almost all the time on someone's history, once I go over their history, they come to see me, I always see headaches too. So it's never standalone back pain. There's always headaches too. And believe it or not, the headaches are related to their back pain. I'm going to tie those two together, as well as other things like diabetes, blood sugar issues, digestive issues, lots of issues down their arms affecting heart and lungs. So I'm going to get into that. But this is research showing that headaches can be overcome very effectively through great chiropractic care. So in the first part, I'm going to say the study says in patients with cervicogenic headaches, their headaches at the base of your skull, and then they go up around your skull and into the front of your head. It feels like sinus headaches, but they start in the back of your skull and they go up there. That adjustments, chiropractic adjustments can significantly improve pain and function, and the benefits are maintained in the long term. So let me break that down, right? It says it can significantly improve pain and function. So if you're dealing with headaches, typically you're going to a doctor, getting put on a medication, which doesn't change where the headaches are coming from, doesn't change the fact that you have headaches, basically is trying to mask your symptoms. It's putting a piece of tape on your dashboard while your dashboard is trying to warn you you have an engine problem, and basically doesn't help you. This is showing that it helps significantly, and more importantly than that, in the long term. So it's pretty cool. And then additionally, cervical spine adjustments may be the most effective short-term intervention for reducing pain and disability compared to medications, massage, physical therapy, and exercise. How wild is that? So this is research. You can look it up. It was in what journal? The Frontiers in Neurology from May 16th. Frontiers in Neurology says that being adjusted helps you overcome headaches better than any other form of care, and it doesn't just last for a short time. It may have long-term benefits. So how stinking cool is that, right? So many people taking medication all the time, messing with their liver, their kidneys as side effects to the medications that they take, where they can simply be adjusted and it could change their life headache-wise and make it tremendously better health-wise as well, but their headaches go away. So I feel that's really incredible. I love that research. I'm going to move on to the next thing, but that's really cool. They show that chiropractic care reduces opioid use. So they said there's two new studies showing that chiropractic care reduces opioid prescription rates, use, and related adverse events. That's so cool. You know, so many people, they take opioids not because they want to, because they need relief from pain. So they take opioids and they become addicted from them because they're highly addictive. So they showed, you know, the hazard ratio for opioid prescription showed a significantly lower risk for receipt of an opioid prescription among chiropractic care users in a 365-day follow-up. So it's showing that if you got care, in the next year, your rate of want to take opioids goes down significantly, not only because it reduces the pain you took opioids for in the first place, but it also decreases your ability to be addicted to these things too. So I think this rocks my world. I love hearing this stuff because it tells me if you have these issues, opioid issues, you have headaches, and you're seeking more medication to try to solve these issues, you know, it's crazy. So many people say, I don't believe in chiropractic. I'm like, it works phenomenally. Someone may have gotten in your head and said it doesn't work, but this research is showing clearly that it works for headaches and it works for opioid abuse, overcoming that much better than anything else. The next thing up, it says, next study shows adjustments are safe and effective for neck pain. So the evidence supports the use of adjustments as an effective and safe intervention for reducing pain, improving cervical range of motion, and decreasing disability in patients with neck pain. So once again, very, very cool. I see this stuff every day in my office. We have a very large practice. I see hundreds of people a day, and the people come in, they have their life changed. And I tell them never, no, listen, me and my wife, we bought a house in 2017 and it's a nice house. We like it. It's cool. But I said, let's never lose how we felt when we first saw this house. And it's, you lose over time. You don't think about it. It doesn't enter your brain. So therefore, it's not in your mind. Same thing when you're under care and you're doing good for months and years. You say, I'm just good. But I tell people never to forget how you were when you first walked in. Overcoming pain, overcoming opioid addiction, it's a huge thing for the majority of people. And it also gets in the fact that chiropractic care, right, also recommends exercise. So we did that all the time. We do exercise therapy because people come in and they have pain, they want to get better, and exercise therapy can really change their health, help them function so much better. And so we recommend exercises to do at home that are very specific for getting your spine corrected back to optimal position. So I hope you guys are excited about this stuff as I am. It's very, very cool. I'm gonna do the same thing as I did earlier. I'm gonna open up 5 appointment times if you want to come in and go through our thorough scientific chiropractic exam, x-rays, posture screening, everything. Meet me, go through all that information. We're in Fishkill, New York, so right at Route 84 and Route 9 right there in Fishkill, New York. But if you want to come in and get checked out for free, that exam, it's 845-896-1200. 845-896-1200. Give us a call. We'll get back to you Monday and help you out. Once again, 845-896-1200 or Ashburn Family Chiropractic. Guys, I love you. Bless you. Have a great week. I'll be back at you next week with more Maximize Your Health Radio.
And you've been listening to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn. To hear this show again or to recommend it to your friends, visit the podcast page at whud.com. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 a.m. for another edition of Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn, right here on 100.7 WHUD.